عارفِ حق شہیدِ حسینی تجھ پہ گریا کنا تھے خمینی.
But just wanted to mention a small thing about Shaheed. I mean, you cannot talk much. We have scholars, inshallah, will be coming and shedding some light on some part of Shaheed's life. But just wanted to say that if you see some Nuraniyat, if you see some spirituality in the subcontinent, a major part is due to our beloved Shaheed. The personality he has moved every single person in that subcontinent and other places. So for the love of Imam Zamana, please give a loud salawat for our Shaheed, and let me welcome Maulana Sayyid Hassan Mushtaba to please come up on the podium and address the gathering. Please say a loud salawat.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا رحمة للعالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وآل محمد وآل
والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم
اما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمه الله وبركاته
All praise and glory belongs to the Lord of the Martyrs. He is the one who is the light in the universes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the light of the creation that He has created. In all of His creation belongs the light of Allah, but it is only the sight that is not able to see it. If you were to have the sight of those individuals who are close to Him, those individuals who took the guidance from the light of Allah, those individuals who took the example of the prophets, those individuals who took the examples of their leaders, you will be able to see that in this universe there is a certain light that is the light of the Creator, the light in which shines all of the qualities of His. If you were to take His creation, you will see the light of Allah in His power, in His mercy, in His knowledge, in His wisdom, in His forgiveness, in His love. The individual that we are here to commemorate inspires all of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside of His creation. He was the embodiment of the quality of Allah as patient. In His life, the ones who were close to them, they can narrate to you that quality that the martyr of those individuals that are now a chain of martyrs. That he was someone who had the level of patience that even the things that he disagreed with, or the things that he did not like, or the things that were something that are trivial, he put those things aside and used the power of the quality of Allah of patience and united the Muslims in his time. I believe that the Sunni brothers and sisters, or the ulama that belonged to that school of thought, had more respect for him and reverence for him than some of the ulama that happened to call themselves as the followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. None of the Sunni ulama stood against him. They were with him. They respected him. They wanted that unity that the Muslims required at that time so that they could stand against an oppressive system. It was because of his efforts that the Muslims were united. It was because of his effort of the father that he had in spirit that had put this idea in his mind that all Muslims are to be together. And if there is a Muslim who's creating the fitna, that person is neither a Sunni nor a Shia. He was the embodiment of patience. He had another quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and that is of mercy. The ones who could not help themselves, he was there to help them. He went out of his way in everything that he had to sacrifice to help those individuals who were oppressed. The ones who could not do something for themselves, he did it for them. It was the quality of sacrifice that is based on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made him have government over the hearts of people. People craved his company. People cried when he left. People remember him till now. They will give the credit to all that is in light in Pakistan or even around the world to him. Why? Because of the quality of mercy that he had, that he sacrificed. He was an individual that is truly inspiring in our history. And that is the reason for us to come together, is to be inspired. We generally love the person. We love the person. What we should have done is we should have loved the principles that the person stood for. Okay? When you start loving the principles that the person stood for, automatically you will love that person. You are not going to separate yourself from the principles that he stood for. Your love is going to be combined with that person and those principles. But if you become in love with the person and not love in love with the principles that he stood for, then you are going to be saying, I love Shaheed Arif from the bottom of my heart, but in my personality, I will have none of his principles. And that is what is going on. We have the commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam all over the world, but we do not see the principles of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in our own self. We have individuals who come and recite the poetry on the greatness of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and they proclaim that they love Imam Hussein, but they have none of the principles inside of their character. We have individuals who recite long, long poetries and have 3 hours of an event that is going to praise Imam Ali alayhi salam, but you do not see what Imam Ali alayhi salam stood for. We as community are lacking that love of principles of our heroes, of our leaders. Just by commemorating and saying that we love the Shuhada of Pakistan, and in Pakistan the leader of the Shuhada is Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, is not going to do justice. Unless and until we decide that those principles that he stood for, people should see it in us. His principle was that he was never late. We are late. His principle was that he's not going to do anything that is going to deteriorate the unity of Muslims. We become the tools for the disunity of Muslims. His principle was that the true Islam should stay true. That an institution should not become the lord of a person. That a person should not be the slave of an institution. That whatever the person was going to do was, should not be based on the success of the institution. It should be based on the willingness and the submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah was his Lord, nothing else. In spirit, he was the closest being to the great person that we all love. That's Imam Khomeini rahmatullahi alayhi. We had him. We did not have the worth of the blessing that we had. And when he was gone, we realized when he was alive, he had to prove himself that he's a Shia. His heart had to bleed because those individuals who were close to him in the beginning were against him. He was truly an ambassador of light. That light would brought awareness in the darkest of times that Pakistan and the world was in. We need to find out his principles. We need to talk about his principles. We need to implement those principles in our character. We need to become beings of principles, not beings of goals. Because then we will do justice to him. On the day of judgment, he can ask us. He can ask us, you did commemoration for my death anniversary. What did you learn from me? What inspired you in? What inspiration did you get? How did you take care of what I left for you? So, we can become happy that we love the leader, or we can become happy that we love his principles. And if we get happy we love the leader, we will separate the leader from the principles that he stood for. But if we love those principles that he was embodiment of, which was the light and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, automatically all of us will fall in love with him. Because he was the embodiment of it. Right? So just the empty slogans of saying that, you know, we should stand for the oppression, we should stand against the oppressors, we should support the oppressed, we should know the tyrant of our time, we should have the love of martyrdom inside of our souls, we should try to get to the status of a martyr. If we were to just keep these things and keep saying, and they're empty, and none of it is in our character, in our communities, it is of no use. It is of no use. The time that I was given, in this time I decided that I was going to, before I leave you, of what I know of Shaykh Arif, I will take one of his characteristics. Okay. So this 10-15 minutes that I have, I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless me in acquiring one characteristic of Shaykh Arif. Just one. So if all of you as well look inside of yourself, you know what your character is, you know what your strong points are, you know what your weaknesses are. And all of you do know, understand the history of Pakistan more than I do. And some of you might have spent time with Shaykh Arif as well. You might have shaken his hand. You might have seen him live. You might have been in the presence of that holy air that he projected, that touch that he had, the people realized once they saw him. You might have had all of that. And if you had all of that, there's a price that you need to pay. It was not for free. It requires for you to pay a price. Because those individuals who did not, we can only cry about it. We can only cry that I wish I was there, I could have seen him live, I could have, you know, just had the touch of that hand. I could have kissed the forehead that submitted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I could have been in the company of the son of Imam Khomeini in spirit. I could have seen in my own life an Arif a person who had the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I could have looked at his face so that it would have been counted as worship. I could have been there that when he needed that support, when he needed that someone who could be with him when his heart bled, that I could have listened to him, that I could have walked behind him, I could have prayed behind him, but I did not. You who have, you have a price to pay. And that price is that you do not let that go away to waste. You pick a characteristic, make the intention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have that quality to come inside of you. That you become like he was, like his name. He had the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was a slave of Allah, therefore he became the leader of us. It was not his speeches. It was not how he looked. It was not what institution or what event that he was in. He was a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because he was a slave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed that love inside of our hearts that even those individuals who had not seen him, who were not present in his time, are the individuals who are wishing, they wish they could be in his time, because that love is not going to stop after his death. It is going to continue till the day of judgment for every individual who has any desire to become the slave of Allah.
Zinda hai Husaini!
Zinda hai!
Zinda hai Husaini!
Zinda hai!
Zinda hai Husaini!
Zinda hai!
So inshallah, by the grace of Allah, the Lord of the martyrs, the inspiration that we can get from him, may be it even one quality, may we have that inside of our souls, in our character. May we also become the slaves of Allah, that on the day of judgment we are also raised with those slaves of the pictures that you see around you. May we be raised with the shuhada of Karbala, may we be raised with every martyr that has given his or her life in the way of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength that he gave to his friends to be able to support the oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to be able to stand against the tyrants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a tool for the unity of our communities and the Muslims around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the love of this world out of our hearts so that we can truly submit to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the dignity and the honor that he has promised in the coming of our Imam. May our Imam come as soon as possible so that we can be given the dignity and the honor that we do not have at the moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase in the levels of all of the martyrs that have given their blood in the way of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the friends and the followers of the Imam of the time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his coming as soon as possible. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wal Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu as-salihat. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.